This is GQDN for January 7th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Delicious, delicious stuff. You could get some for you and your friends. If you go to the checkout line, put in the promo code QUEST, and you get all that good stuff. Great stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have things that are coming to PlayStation Plus. Lenovo decided to make some news today. So we get to talk about some hardware, but how about some movies and TV shows? But we begin today with an ongoing lawsuit. And according to rockpapershotgun.com, this lawsuit stems from the 2022 shooting in Uvalde, Texas. Now, this is where we're finding information on how much money it has cost Activision to make Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War, because it was apparent that the shooter found the weapons within the game and in meta. But because of that, we now know how much the game for Black Ops Cold War did actually cost, and that was $700 million. Now, back in 2015, Black Ops 3 cost just over $450 million. And 2019, Modern Warfare cost $640 million. And it was $700 million for Black Ops Cold War. Now, that's the overall cost for the game and not anything more. So there is a bit of knowledge about that, and now you know it. Just as you already know that the next Xbox console has been rumored, and Play and Pure Xbox, dug in a little bit deeper because they were wondering what the next console would look like and what would it be called. Now, they're figuring on Xbox Prime, which we did talk about there yesterday, but they're thinking that it could be a code name other than the actual name. And they did go over what did Xbox did say about the console. Well, Xbox did say, quote, "We're also invested in the next generation roadmap, and what we're really focused on there is delivering the largest technical leap you will ever see in hardware generation, which makes it better for players and better creators for the visions that they're building," end quote. They were also guessing about when the console would come out, and they're guessing somewhere around the 2027-2028 time figures or timelines. And they were also talking about the price, which they're thinking will be between $500 and $600 at launch, or it could be closer to $1,000. We shall see when and if they make an announcement. But what we do know is that according to BlueNews.com, GeForce is now a part of Steam Deck and headsets, meaning that GeForce Now is expanding over to the Steam Deck. They are also part of Apple Vision Pro, MetaQuest 3 and 3S, and some other devices as well. So that could be very integral, depending on your gameplay and how you want to launch your games on Steam Deck now. Now, last year, GeForce did roll out a beta installation, and they were welcomed by the gaming community. But now we know that GeForce is now sending support to Steam Deck. But not just that, PlayStation said that your controllers could actually look a little bit different. They're adding a new color, according to DualShockers.com, and that is Midnight Black. Just for the controllers, the earbuds, and the headsets. It is not a plate for the PlayStation 5 yet. But they did go up on Twitter, or X, and said, quote, "New year, new look. Pre-order the Midnight Black collection starting January 16th. Would you get your PlayStation controller in black? Let me know. Twitter, Blue Sky, at Joe Brums." Speaking of which, I put a poll up on Twitter. It's a football thing. Anyway, enough about me. Let's get to some movies and some TV shows. We will start, well, it's all Sony, with Polygon.com, because they are saying that Sony is planning on some live-action shows and movies, and this one is movies, for The Horizon and Helldivers. Now, that news was shared by Asad Quizzabosh during the Sony's press conference at CES, and that was late in the day yesterday. And both films are in early development, but they don't have any actors or any other talent attached in the movie. And that's as far as what we know, because Sony's not talking about it.
Yet.
Now we know about Horizon Zero Dawn's popularity as to why that movie is going to be made. But due to the surprise hit of Helldivers 2, that movie could also be made there as well. In fact, Quilbosh was talking about all the movies that were made and some of the ones that yet to be made. And he said, quote, "Just imagine Eloy's beloved origin story set in a vibrant, far future filled with the giant machines brought to you for the first time on the big screen." Well, it's not just going to be that. Let's go to TV, because according to GameSpot, The Last of Us Season 2 is getting an April 25 release window, and they put up a new trailer up on YouTube. So now, Ellie and Abigail might be going to the Washington Liberation Front that's based in Seattle. So we shall see what happens with that one. And you know that's going to be up on Max. That's going to be interesting. Maybe you want to watch that on a brand new laptop. The Verge gets the next two stories, because Lenovo is launching a laptop this year that is rollable and could be priced at $3,500. Now, once again, this is done at CES, and the Lenovo's ThinkBook Plus Gen 6 was a part of the show. And that's what we're looking at. And that'll be starting at $3,500 when it launches fairly soon, within the next couple of months. We shall see. And there are some pictures that I'm looking at on The Verge that shows how it is rollable. Very interesting indeed. See that. Want to take a look. Just look for the Lenovo ThinkBook Plus Gen 6. Very interesting. But they don't just make PCs, they make some handhelds too, because the Legion Go S was also made official. The Verge got this one too, and it's $500. And it is the first authorized third-party Steam OS handheld. So if you don't have a Steam Deck and you have a Lenovo, or you want one, the one that has cost $499, you can get your Steam games on there. The Verge was looking at it, and they had it in their hand. But do you like it? Well, maybe you could play something on that, like what was revealed last night on Netflix, WWE Raw. Because during the show, the first show on Netflix, WWE did show WWE 2K25. And this was a part of Roman Reigns winning the Ulafala, going through a door where the door was branded with the WWE 2K25. And they went through that. In fact, WWE showed the video and they said WWE 2K25 on Twitter. Raw on Netflix, WWE Raw. Add it to your wish list now on Xbox, PlayStation, and Steam. And they put up the site WWE.2K.com. In fact, Xbox had to follow up with some pictures of their own of the different wrestlers. Quote, Twitter, "No better way to celebrate the debut of Raw on Netflix than with a special first look at WWE 2K25. Well, the pictures that they showed was CM Punk, Liv Morgan, Cody Rhodes, and Damian Priest. So hey, more wrestling games coming to your consoles, coming to your PCs. Coming to your consoles. Hold on. PlayStation Lifestyle said that there's going to be some games coming to the PlayStation Plus Essential, and they'll be coming with a reward. So, if you're looking for these games, Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League, Need for Speed, Hot Pursuit Remastered, and the Stanley Parable Ultra Deluxe, which that game was replaced by Deer Simulator in some of the region. Well, they're in the PlayStation Plus Essentials, but if you get those games, the Essentials, and you start them up, you could get some PlayStation Star Points. And they are the monthly Star Points that could go from 50 points to 500 points. Interesting stuff, right? Well, that looks good, doesn't it? Okay, we get it. Suicide Squad, we understand. But instead of that, how about some Dokapon, Sword of Fury? Now this is a remaster and has been out in Japan since August 2024. I'm getting this from Gamatsu. And apparently it's going to come to Steam for PC with an English version soon. When? Well, we don't know yet. But that game is coming to PC in the US. It'll show you all the different things and how to do things and how to beat up the bad guys. Sounds like a thing, doesn't it? Well, that's why we play video games, right? Beat up the bad guy. Or our opponents. Right? This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people.